I will be reading from my book, Freedom from Addiction, number 3, chapter 3, Will My Ashes Speak My Truth? It's time for your grand finale. Your time on earth has come to an end. There is no time left to make corrections or to make amends. Your friends are all gathered in a peaceful chapel listening to soft music. They are congregated to honor your life and accomplishments. Each, in his own way, absorbs the enormity of the situation, knowing that this is a day that he or she, too, will face in the not-too-distant future. Their futures loom closer as the understanding of death becomes momentarily the focus of their attention. If you could reach out and love and embrace these wonderful people, what would you want them to remember about your life? Has your life been one that can serve as a beacon that they can emulate? Did you fully realize your aspirations and dreams without being led astray by the distractions of the world? What advice would you give this captive audience? Would you share your ups and downs, your achievements, and your failures? Would your formula for meeting life's challenges serve as a worthy roadmap for them? Take the time right now to visualize your funeral. Pretend that you were able to speak to them and give a final testimony of your life. Have the people you have touched in your life come away from the experience better for having known you? Have you used your God-given talents for the betterment of mankind, or have you hidden them unused to be tucked away in your casket with a body that is now discarded after years of use and abuse? If any of these scenarios fit your life, it is time to make changes now. If you wait until that final day, then you've waited too long. You cannot rewrite the story of your life, nor paint new scenes from your past. Reality is the life you have lived. The world was waiting for your impact and watching as your life unfolded. You cannot leave beautiful memories if you don't take the time now to decide what you really want out of life. Make your life count for something. Let it serve mankind. If you use the life of Jesus as your example, you will be long remembered for your contribution and loving presence on the earth. Start now by setting the building blocks for a compelling vision, a personal mission for your life. Jesus is the example God gave us, and it will serve mankind well if you strive to do your very best to emulate him. Each day is a new chapter in your legacy that you will leave behind. God and the world are watching.